Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. At Fatima, God said that he wanted to save the world through devotion to the Immaculate Heart of Mary. That's what we're trying to do, to help bring about the triumph of her heart by spreading the rosary and by helping people gather their family and friends around Our Lady in prayer. But to spread this around the world, it takes a team, an organization, people, resources, and we're getting so close. We're almost to the finish line. Help us reach 1 million before Christmas. Click donate below. So let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
And let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. Christmas is about the coming of the Savior of the world. But why did God wait so long after the fall of Adam and Eve to send the Savior? After our first parents sinned, 20 generations go by with humanity hell-bent on self-destruction, marked by pride, hatred, and bloodshed, resulting in a catastrophic flood and the division of the world into isolated nations that can't even talk to one another. But then God calls Abraham, who had a son, Isaac, and then Isaac and Rebekah have Jacob. Jacob then had 12 sons through 4 different women. Not a good idea. 10 of those sons conspire to kill the youngest, Joseph, which ends with Joseph in Egypt. And the book of Genesis ends with all 12 tribes enslaved in Egypt for 400 years. Then through Moses, God set Israel free. And Joshua takes them into the promised land. And through the book of Judges, they win and build the promised land. Around the year 1000 BC, God picks out David and promises to give him an everlasting kingdom. But Solomon, his son, the most intelligent man who ever lived, was addicted to power, greed, and lust. 700 wives and 300 concubines. Solomon even burned his own sons to the demon Moloch. So begins the self-destruction of Israel. His son, Rehoboam, causes a civil war in Israel, and a house divided cannot stand. In 722 BC, the 10 northern tribes of Israel were conquered by the Assyrians and lost forever. And the place where they lived became known as Samaria. Then in 586 BC, the remaining 2 southern tribes were conquered and exiled by the Babylonians. The Jewish temple was destroyed. The Ark of the Covenant was lost forever. And the kingdom of David ends. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
70 years later, in 515 BC, the remaining two tribes of the Jews, that's all that were left, return from exile, and they rebuild the temple. But there's no Ark of the Covenant, no presence of God, and they have no Davidic king. In 167 BC, the Syrian madman Antiochus Epiphanes conquered Israel, outlawed the Jewish religion. But then in 164, the Jewish family of the Maccabees led a guerrilla war to fight for their religious freedom, and they defeated the Syrians and began the Hasmonean dynasty. And they ruled what was left of Israel, but they weren't kings. And eventually, even they turn on one another through a lust for power and plotting, intrigues, murder, and assassinations. Finally, in 67 BC, the death of Alexander Salom, the last of the Maccabees, plunged Judea into a civil war between her two sons, Hyrcanus and Aristobulus, who were vying for power. Things were so out of control in Jerusalem that Rome intervened in 63, and the Roman general Pompey entered Jerusalem, and then he entered the temple, and he entered the Holy of Holies. And what did he find? Nothing. It was empty, just like they were, empty. And that's how the Old Testament ends. Not with the chosen people saving themselves and building a glorious kingdom, but with the Jews killing each other in a bloody civil war. The kingdom is lost. The Ark of the Covenant is lost. The temple is empty. And now they're ruled by the Romans, who in the year 70 AD utterly destroy the city of Jerusalem. And in 132 AD, all the Jews are expelled, and the Romans rename the land Palestine. They've ruined it all. They've hit rock bottom. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
So much for the chosen people. Maybe the Gentiles fared better. Rome stood as the pinnacle of human achievement, the most civilized and virtuous of the Gentile kingdoms. Yet beneath its gleaming marble and disciplined legions, chaos festered. Rome was at war, always at war. From without, it battled the Greeks and Parthians and Carthage. From within, its own leaders tore it apart, consumed by relentless ambition. The Republic, once a beacon of law and order, became a stage for endless civil wars waged by generals hungry for power. Pompey, fresh from his conquest of Jerusalem, turned his armies on Julius Caesar, his former ally, and the two clashed in a brutal struggle, leaving Rome fractured. Victory was Caesar's, but his triumph was short-lived. On the Ides of March in 44 BC, the blade of betrayal struck him down. His death unleashed another storm of ambition, as Mark Antony, Caesar's trusted general, and Octavian, his adopted son, plunged the Republic into yet another bloody war. And for over a decade, Rome bled as Antony and Octavian tore through its armies, each seeking total domination. Mark Antony's love for Cleopatra entangled him in Egypt's intrigue. Trapped and defeated, Antony and Cleopatra committed suicide, leaving Octavian the last man standing. In 30 BC, he took the name Caesar Augustus. But Augustus did not bring peace. The world was not at peace. The world was not healed. It was simply too tired to keep fighting. Exhaustion, not salvation, silenced the swords. And beneath this fragile calm lay a world rotted by lust for power, wealth, and pleasure. Humanity, both Jew and Gentile alike, had plunged into a pit of intrigue, deceit, seduction, assassination, adultery, and greed. It was as if all creation had hit rock bottom, unable to lift itself from its addiction to sin and self-destruction. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
One of the crucial questions to ask ourselves during Advent is, why did Christ our Savior wait so long to come? Why didn't God become man and save us right after we fell as a human race? Why did he leave us to flounder and flail in its sin for so many generations? The main answer is found in the words of Jesus himself, that those who are well have no need of a physician, that he came not to call the righteous, but sinners. Why does God wait so long to come? Because the world needed to learn by experience that it was powerless to save itself, and only then would it be ready for the Savior. Unless the human race realized it needed help, it couldn't accept that help when it came. The human race had to be given enough time to realize that its best was not enough. That even when it reached its most impressive levels, it couldn't sustain it. We needed God's help. We needed salvation, and that is the most important lesson of world history. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, Pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Oh, my Jesus.
Forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Do you know that your best will never be enough? That's part of the question we should be asking ourselves during Advent, because Christ is coming, but he's not coming for those who can save themselves. He's coming for those who can't. He's coming to the people who've tried their best, but their best has failed. And if that's you, and only if that's you, then Advent is a time of great hope, because only those whose best has failed are ready to be saved. And it is to them that the God in the manger is coming. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
St. Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
So what strikes you about this view of world history?
It reminds me of something I've talked about a little bit before with what I've realized this year about what we take for granted about the faith. As in that moment when they come into the holiest of holies and there's nothing there. I don't think about a time before Christ, and I don't think about what the world would look like without him or without salvation. I think that's a huge fault of a lot of Catholics, where we get so complacent with what we have that we don't realize how bad it is without God.
Yeah, well, I think a really, let's take a test case. Let's take a culture that doesn't have Christ. Let's take a culture that never has Christ. What does it look like? It's the Aztecs.
Yeah.
The Aztecs nation was seduced by the devil to worship the devil under two forms, the sun god and the serpent god, and they believed that they had to offer human sacrifice and then take part in the sacrifice through ritual cannibalism. That's what the world looks like.
I think people have this impression that if they're free from God, then they're free. But we just have such a desire for control that we will turn to anything to gain that control, even if that means enslaving ourselves to something else. Because that's why you see that kind of ritualistic sacrifice. It's I'm afraid of the weather, of sickness, of aging, of all these aspects of the human condition. I'm so afraid that I will put myself under something even worse.
That's right.
And it just creates that cycle of fear. If you don't have a proper physician, you're going to start turning to some really crazy things.
Without God, the world will destroy itself. And the same goes for every individual person. We are powerless to save ourselves. But that's not a... We don't make that point in order to depress ourselves. Mm-hmm. It should be the greatest sign of hope that, because I look at my own life and I realize I can't fix everything. I can't fix anything. And instead of being despairing, I can say, wait, I don't have to. God can.
Mm-hmm.
And then I can stop placing my hope in myself and I can put all my hope in God.
Yeah. It's the greatest plan B, because you realize it's always been plan A once you just get rid of your original plan.
And it takes all the pressure off.
Mm-hmm.
God is saying, listen, stop trying to save yourself. You can't. Stop trying to build your own kingdom. You can't.
Yeah, because even if you do, someone else is going to come for that kingdom. If Rome could just be torn apart as it was, what about you on your own?
Yeah. This is why I think the shepherds rejoiced when they heard the angel's announcement that the Savior had come, because these shepherds had nothing and no way to build their lives, save their souls, build a kingdom. They had nothing.
Yeah, we might not feel like we relate to Roman emperors, but I think we do.
In what way?
That deep desire to build something really stable and to have all that control. We act like, oh, I'm not a power-hungry person, but we desire what power can bring us. We want to have sway over other people. We want the money. We want our own definition of freedom, which is to do what we want.
And ultimately, we want safety, security, and peace.
Yeah. But you can't just keep fighting on your own for that kind of peace.
I love when David has, through the power of God, conquered the nations around him, and he's on his throne in Jerusalem about the year 1000 BC. And he says to himself, you know, I want to do something big for God. I'm going to build God something big. I'm going to build a temple for God, house for God. And God sends the prophet Nathan to David, and he says, God said, you're not going to build anything, David. I'm going to build an everlasting kingdom. And then they knock themselves out trying to build it. They destroy it. And then God sends his son, and he builds the kingdom. That's us. Only Jesus can build the kingdom in our soul. That's where the kingdom has to be built.
That makes life a lot easier.
But only Jesus can do it. Let's let Jesus build the kingdom in our soul. Thanks for the conversation.
Thank you.
Let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.